From Half Moon Cay, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. Royal Caribbean Group CEO Richard Fain has announced he's stepping down in January. The company's current chief financial officer, Jason Liberty, is stepping up to take his place. In a quote, Fain said that with cruising on its way to a full return, it's the right time. Quote, this is the appropriate time to step aside and have Jason take over. He is a highly versatile and strategic leader who has been integral to all aspects of the company's accomplishments and performance. Fain became chairman and CEO of the company in 1988. And two more Carnival Cruise Line ships have now received the line's new red, white, and blue livery. Carnival Sunshine and Spirit are currently being repainted with the new color scheme in dry dock. The navy blue hull with red stripes was first introduced in renderings of Carnival's new ship Mardi Gras back in 2018. As of right now, 11 of the line's current fun ships sport the new livery. And cruise capacity is slowly starting to come back. Cruise industry website Cruise Industry News is reporting that the cruise market added 11% more capacity in November. Breaking down the numbers, that means 390,000 berths are back in service. That's up from 206 cruise ships sailing in October. The three brands by capacity this month are Royal Caribbean, Carnival, and MSC Cruises. And at the time of broadcast, cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 3.5, 23.72. Royal Caribbean also down 3.5, 90.44. And Norwegian down 2.8, 27.44. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here on beautiful Half Moon Cay for the last day, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Thanks for being here.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.